It's past 7. Welcome to KC Monday Night Sports. If you just joined me, you are getting to the juicy, juicy, juicy part. It's time to get into that chat with those two talented rugby players, JC Mars and Scott Now. They are in studio tonight to talk to me about Craven Week, rugby, SA schools. They are, I wouldn't say household names, but everybody knows who they are. You can't go around Paul and not know who these two people are, these players are. You know, Capone, I always say, Skola Rugby Drive Apparel, and these are two boys that have capitalized on that moment. So we are going to be talking to them. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm JC Mars.
Good evening. I'm Scott Nell.
It's good to have you guys in studio. Firstly, congratulations on your accomplishments. It is something a lot of boys dream about. So congratulations to that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get back into it. Question to the both of you: when you guys were chosen for Craven Week, obviously, right? You go through the trials, you do the camps, the boot camps, and everything. Was what made this Craven Week different to all the other Craven Weeks? Was the main goal to play SA schools? You can answer. Anyone can answer first.
For me, is it school at the school one? Die hele jaar het ek hard gewerk om weerpie te maak, maar ek het nooit geweet dat ek het gaan maak hier. En toe krim ek speel en toe het ek redder gehoop om SA skole te maak. So dit was die doel gewees.
Ek wil precies jou daarover, ek het ook soos gespeel of gewerk daarvoor. Ek het gefokus op om SA skole te maak. Dus ek, ek het baie druk gevoel by die krim week. So ja.
So a lot of pressure on the both of you guys. Was it your own personal goal to play Craven to achieve SA, or was it something that you felt like, okay, I've seen it before, I can also do that? Was that the thought process and the motivation behind it?
For me, ek het laatst ook gemaakt, maar ek het die opkruim gemaakt, so ek het, al vir my is, ek het die eens gemaakt na die inderskole game, toe laat weet hulle vir my dat ek het eerste skole gemaakt. So die jaar was het vir my doel om eerste skole te maak opkruim week, op my performance opkruim week. So dit was my persoonlike doel gewees om SA skole te maak op Craven Week.
En jou?
Omdat ek het die laas jaar gemaak het, het ek daai as motivation gebruik om myself te druk om die jaar te maak.
Who told you, where were you guys in the moment? What were you guys doing when the call came through that you guys got SA schools? Where were you, JC?
Was na die Bulle Finals gewees. En toe het ons nog gewag vir al die achievements soos head of the match en al die dinge. En toe het klas en toe is in die krankie en toe laat die telefoons ons het SA skole gemaak.
Did they tell the both of you at the same time?
Hulle het almal se naam op 'n lys, almal in die span se naam op 'n lys gelees.
Intense, no, standing like, did they know that they didn't know? Is it me?
Ja, ja, gelukkig het hulle, soos toe hulle het aflees, toe lees gelukkig my naam eerste, en soos ek het van lucht gelees.
Toe hulle my naam eerste noem, toe begin ek stress, maar toe hulle my naam lees, toe staan ek op om, toe hy my aankomst het van geluk gesê, en ja.
That brings me to my next question. You touched on that, you were obviously talking about, they were talking, you giving out the awards and things, you were named back of the tournament. Did you know that was coming? Did you play in hopes of Kiki, ek wil nou man of the match wees, ek wil nou shoe wees? Was those gedachtes?
Die eerste game was een van my beste games gewees. Ek het by al my vrienden gehoor, maar ek het gebruik as motivering. Die tweede game het ek gespeel, 10 saaks, het ek een goeie game gehad, maar ek was die man of the match gewees. En toe die laatste game, toe sê ek myself, dis my game om man of the match te wees. En toe roep my coaches my van gaan vir die awards, toe sê ek, nee, ek sê man of the match, is my kaptein. En toe gaan ek terug, maar toe sê ek, gaan weer. En toe ek is in die backline play of the tournament, en toe was een groot eer vir my. Ek was net soos baie excited gewees oor dit, in die oomblik gewees.
Question to the both of you. Last week Thursday at the Boland Stadium in Wellington, you guys both competed in your respective teams against one another. Thoughts, emotions, processes, how was it? It was a different dynamic. It's not something, obviously you, Scott, you've never played it before, but how was it?
It was not as intense, man. Hy speelt in die beste in die land, en allemaal is goed, en sy stress om een fout te maak, en as hy nou fout maak, allemaal is goed, is bang, hulle kritiseer en alles, so, ja, is toch bang.
Ja, soos jy, die physical game was baie hard gewees, en ek denk, ons was onder druk gewees, want ons die eerste skole span, en hulle is eerste skole A, so ons moet al win, en dit was baie tyd gewees, baie tyd, so dit was nogal so moeilike game gewees, maar dit was lekker gewees.
How does Craven compare to SA schools, and how different is the dynamic? Is the transition seamless? Is it like, okay, this is A, this is B, but is it like more intense SA schools than it is Craven?
Ek dink kringweek het ek meer vryheid gehad om te doen wat ek kan doen, want ek was half ook laser in die kringweeksman, so ek het meer experience gehad, maar by ISA skole was ek half nog steeds in my dop gewees, bietjie bang om bietjie fout te maak, maar ek nog steeds myself op bek om te speel, maar het was baie verskillend gewees as kringweek, as in ISA skole te speel.
So sal jy sê, as meer vryheid by ISA of by kringweek, maar ek sal jy sê, as groot verskil, want al die spelers by kringweek allemaal kan ISA skole maak, so daar is eindelijk een groot verskil, so dis die competitie staf, waar die intensiteit by ISA skole is net een bykie hoor.
Who won between the game, in the match, who won?
Gelukkig het ons beide gewend in ISA skole as van.
Okay, that's, I'm not gonna say all that matters, each team is respectfully on the best, I've seen the list, there's a question that I want to ask, okay, do you guys know about that list that goes around, that ranks every rugby player in the country? You are number 4, if I'm not mistaken, number 4, number 5. Does that put more pressure on you?
Om eerlijk te wees, dat dit nogals baie druk op my gesit op kringweek, vooral toe my eerste game, toe ek perform nie, want ek weet, allemaal kyk nou van my. So dit het baie druk op my gesit, maar het ook vir my conference gegee as a player, om 4 te wees in die wereld.
I've seen that, as we talked about it, Kapow and I talked about it, and we were like, it must be to you guys, I can't swear on the radio, but like, it must be very intense, because we don't know who curates this list, we don't know, it just comes out and then everybody sees it, but when you see your name number 4, and it's like, okay, now I must perform here, you see, so like, it must be intense on either levels of whichever, you know, tournament you play. Okay, but next question, you've just recently signed with DHL VP, recently like, whatever, anyway, did somebody tell you, did you know VP was going to sign you, was there other offers on the table? Or was VP your main choice?
Ek het met my agent gepraat en toe vraag vir my waar wil ek rijden gaan. Toe sê ek vir my, ek wil graag Stormers te gaan. Ek het aanbod gekry van die ander provincies. Maar ek wil nog altyd Stormers te gaan, dit is waar my hart is. Soos al my rolmodelle kom vanaf, Cheslin Colby, Manny Lubbock, Wari Galant, al die manne, so dit was vir my, was nog een groot eer om te teken by VP.
Scott? Have you signed? I heard we were talking off air and Scott says he has signed with someone. Are you allowed to make mention of it on air?
Ja, ek het by die saak gesign, maar hulle het net nog nie announce nie.
Okay, well, so we are the first TTT, listen people. Scott now has signed to the Sharks. Amazing. How does it feel knowing that you've signed out of province? Is it something you wanted, expected?
Om eerlijk te wees, dat is iets wat ek wou gehad het. Ek wou over sy bewiepje geblei het. Maar dan het hy uitgedraai, so ek wou gehad het om uitdraai nie. Maar is gelukkig met die besluit dat ek gemaakt het.
So you are happy to play out of province? In ja, a sense, in a term, you are?
Tot een maat is het goed vir my rugby, maar vir my social life, ek sfeer van alles en allemaal af, wat ek ken, maar dat help my uit my kamp van zo net te kom, so dat gaan vir my beter maak as het mens en as een speler.
Do you guys know how long your contracts are? Tracy, how long is yours?
Ek het a 3-year contract geteken.
And you?
2 jaar.
Okay, that's good. So you guys are there for quite some time and then, you know, experience different things, all of that stuff. Last question to you. It is 36 minutes past 7. Welcome to KC Monday Night Sports. If you just joined me, you are missing an interesting conversation between me, Tracy Mars, and Scott now. We are talking Rugby Craven Week SA Schools. And you know, to my last question, it's a question that I ask all of my guests. They know by now, everybody knows by now. There's people who look up to you, youngsters, old players, it doesn't matter, there's always someone watching you, and you are a role model to somebody. Do you have motivational words to them, to encourage them to, you know, they want to play at your level one day?
Ek het altijd so a quote wat ek het by my is, so hard work beats talent, if talent doesn't work hard.
And you, Scott, okay, that's good. Can you repeat it just once again?
Hard work beats talent, if talent doesn't work hard.
Amen. And
ek wil net sê dat as jy verder wil gaan, be coachable en moet nooit opgeen nie en werk nie altyd hard.
That's good. From me to you guys, lastly, congrats on your endeavors. It's a brutal rugby world out there. Kapow, and I always say, amal kan rugby speel, but not everybody can be great at rugby. And this is your accomplishments show for how great you guys are in rugby. All the best of luck at VP and all the best of luck at the Sharks. I hope you guys nothing but greatness. Thank you for taking your time to talk to me. It was very, very nice. Very, very nice.
Thank you.